And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of the Scream Queens. I'm Cece.
And I'm Jess. What is up, Cece?
What is up? We are here with an exciting episode, I'll say that.
Oh, it is so exciting. I'm so excited. But first, before we get into anything, I really want to introduce, wow, look at that. Introduce our three very special guests we have to go on this massive journey with us.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'm so excited. You guys have heard one voice, definitely. I don't know. We'll see. So first, I'm going to start with the voice you guys have heard on the Scream Queens before. We have Hunter from Grin Grinning Hosts and the Catacombs of Halloween Horror Nights. What is up, Hunter?
It's nice to be back. This is going to be fun because it's, you know, last time the results were very unexpected. So this time I'm hoping to recapture a little bit of that magic.
Oh, we will. We're still getting a recount for the Friday episode.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
We just refused to pay for it.
Yeah, so. It would have gone very differently if dead people didn't vote on the last episode.
Voter fraud. Well, Hunter, I'm very glad you're back. You know I love you.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
All right, and you guys just heard that cackle, so I'm going to have to introduce him next. Up next, our slashing cast brother, queen, sister, whatever you want to call him. We have Jesse from the Silver Screen Scream Show. Jesse, you're here.
I'm here. I'm here. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I think, is this my first time with you guys on your?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
On our side, yes.
Yes.
We've been on your show.
Ah, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And last but certainly not least, we have from HHN365, Duff. Duff, what's up?
Uh-oh. Duff? Wait. His thing went, like, dark, and then now he's back. So
I think, hey, if you're talking about me, I just got disconnected for some reason.
Oh, no. That's okay. Well, you just made a grand entrance.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Into your intro. Hey, Duff.
Hey, I'm happy to, be connected now. That's great.
I'm glad
Thanks
you're
for having me.
I'm sorry. This is so normal Scream Queens. Right
it really
here.
Is.
This is like every episode we ever do. Like when I.
Okay, so you guys are here. We are so excited. And now let's tell everyone what we're actually doing. Cece, yes. do you want to handle that?
Sure. So we got this great idea from our good friends at Big Heck and Weight Adventures. They did an awesome episode ranking a bracket challenge of their favorite action films. And I believe Terminator 2 was their winner, which is pretty dope. So they gave us kind of this idea of doing this with horror movies. And I was like on board automatically. So we were supposed to put this out weeks ago, but scheduling, whatever. Anyway, point is, we're going to do a 32 movie bracket challenge with everyone here. It's kind of an on-the-spot bracket challenge where we have to choose majority ruling moves forward in the bracket. And yeah, I think that's about it, unless you have extra things to add.
I just want to say the list is completely random. The only thing that Cece and I know is we each picked 16 movies.
We did. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
No, you're good. So they're all random, and I had a random bracket generator, so I don't even really know the bracket. I haven't looked at it. I just kind of uploaded it, and now here we are.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so it's a surprise for me. I don't want to say that these are, quote-unquote, the best horror movies of all time, but we kind of picked our favorite, iconic, and, like, cult movies. So
I definitely, what I tried to do personally was I did try to pick a lot of critically acclaimed films at first. And then as I got lower down the list, I kind of had to think a little more, obviously. And I wanted to keep things not just in a certain genre or in a certain years. You know, I wanted to keep things from the past, present, you know, all that.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Yeah, I am super excited. We don't have any news this week, so we're going right into it. Sorry, Jesse, what were you saying?
No, you're fine. I just want to just say really quick that if I get really passionate, just know that it comes from the heart, and I don't mean it to be like in any way, but I will fight to the death, hypothetically speaking, if it's one of my favorites. I just wanted you both to know that. Well, I wanted all of you to know that.
Challenge
accepted. Luckily, Scream 3 is not on the list.
Okay, you know what?
If you guys don't know, Jesse loves Scream 3. I don't know why.
I mean, I respect it because it's one of the ones that like gets no love at all.
Thank you.
It needs its defender.
Thank you.
Scream 3 hasn't had its critical reevaluation. It hasn't undergone Halloween 3 or Nightmare 2.
Yes.
Do you think there's possibly a reason for that, though?
I'm just saying I understand, not that I agree.
Oh, okay.
This is why we brought Duff on.
Oh my god.
And also, we didn't include, actually, there are no multiple, movies from franchises. So it might not be the original, but there will not be more than one from each franchise.
Okay.
So. Cool. All right, let's get
Okay, I wasn't sure about one specific franchise. I thought you were going to put a sequel as well, but that's okay.
I thought about it, but I said, eh. I saw what you did.
I try to pick the most,
I'm going to judge you by which entry of a franchise you pick, by the way.
Yes,
that's same totally
here.
Fine. I don't give a shit.
Wow. Well, I can tell you, if Stacey put the franchise, I kind of avoided it. So,
yeah, we tried to pick them. Yeah, we tried to keep it very
throwing you under the bus. Okay, let's start. Not overlapping. All right, we're gonna get this started in the first bracket. Are you guys ready?
I'm scared.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
All right, we have A Quiet Place versus Candyman. I'm gonna call on the first person, Jesse.
Candyman.
Okay. Do you want to give a reasoning or just Candyman?
And this is, I'm assuming, the original, right?
Because we
did a new one. Why did I just ask that question? That's so stupid. Because Virginia Madsen is genius. And that film is just, I mean, I don't have any like complaints about that film, and I will choose that over A Quiet Place anytime. That's just personal, I guess.
Fair. Duff?
Candyman. It's easy. It's one of my favorite horror movies from the 90s. And I don't know if I've ever been as excited about a horror reboot as I am this one coming up. So, easy choice.
Cece.
Same thing Duff just literally said. Candyman.
Thank you for saying it so more eloquently than I did.
Oh, I never get told I'm eloquent, so thank you.
Oh my god, Hunter.
Yeah, I think this one's pretty easy. There's nothing inherently wrong with A Quiet Place. Like, that's a perfectly fine movie, but I mean, comparing it to Candyman, it's just unfortunately in that situation. I mean, for everything that's already been discussed, plus just its importance as one of the, like, probably like the top film when it comes to like black representation in horror. It's pretty easy to give Candyman the advantage here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it didn't need my vote. I'm about to out myself as terrible. I've never seen Candyman. I know.
This has been since our freaking Halloween thing.
Yeah,
and you still haven't watched it.
Wade wants to kill me every time I say that. I was going to vote for A Quiet Place just because I haven't seen Candyman, but it doesn't matter. Candyman moves on.
Well, you picked yourself last for a reason.
I did. I was going to out myself as a terrible horror fan. Okay, as Candyman's moved on, our next bracket is Psycho versus Cabin in the Woods. Cece.
I'm gonna have to go with Psycho. I know this is weird that I'm saying Psycho, because okay, on the one hand, everyone says Psycho is like iconic, obviously, but Cabin in the Woods, everyone loves Cabin in the Woods. I'm one of those people that I absolutely think it's a great film, but I wasn't one of those people that dove heavily into this film, so I'm definitely going with Psycho.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you. I didn't love Cabin in the Woods. So I'm voting Psycho as well. Hunter.
Okay, so this is tough because Cabin in the Woods is my favorite modern horror film. But when you're talking about the significance of Psycho, like, that can't be understated. However, I will say that for this one, I'm going to have to kind of follow my heart And if you put these two movies in front of me and say, hey, which one of these are you going to watch tonight? I'd probably say 3 out of 5 times I'm going to pick Cabin in the Woods.
Okay. So you're choosing Cabin. I get that. I said it before. I think we've had this discussion. It's just not for me, Cabin in the Woods.
I understand. I think Cabin in the Woods is one of those rare movies that actually enhances your appreciation of other horror movies, particularly like slashers, mm-hmm. just because it's very aware of what it is. But it's totally subjective if you're into that kind of movie.
Okay. I'll have to rewatch it soon. Jesse.
I would honestly normally vote for Psycho on this one, but I'm going to vote for Cabin in the Woods. And that's because, I don't know. I think with what, Hunter, right? Yes. Hunter went.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it.
I think that with what he said, I mean, Psycho is so, I mean, it's a masterpiece. It really is. I mean, but if I was to sit down right now and pick which out of those two movies, I would definitely go with Cabin in the Woods, because to me, it was a lot more entertaining than Psycho, but Psycho has that still that, I mean, that's like the original to anything, like anything now. So it's kind of like, it's one of those ones that you can definitely appreciate. I appreciate both of them, but I don't know. I guess it's another personal, I don't know, thing.
That's okay.
I'm going to go.
It doesn't have to be a very like ridiculous explanation. If you just love it, you love it. You know?
I would definitely go with Cabin in the Woods on this one.
Yeah, that's why we brought you three on, because I know you guys are very opinionated. So we want the opinion. So Duff, your turn to decide.
So I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of Psycho. I enjoy the base storyline, and like Bates Motel is one of my favorite horror TV series there is. But that movie itself just doesn't do much for me. And Cabin in the Woods is something that I don't think I'm huge on it, but I do enjoy a horror comedy when it's pulled off well, and it's just, it plays off the horror tropes so perfectly that it's something that I'll go back to, where I don't know if I could say the same for Psycho. So I got to vote for Cabin in the Woods.
Okay. That's fair.
I totally get that. So Cabin in the Woods is moving on.
Wow. The hosts have been overshadowed.
Yeah. I know. Wow. I think we need to reconsider that.
I mean, that's fair though. I get why. So.
No. I totally get it. I just think it's awesome that you two were on the same page, and then it's the guests who threw it off.
I mean, if you listen to the show, CeCe and I are normally not always on the same with movies.
I know. So. I know. Yeah.
All right. So up next, wow, okay, so these are more modern movies against each other. We have Drag Me to Hell versus Saw.
Can I go first? That's easy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesse, go.
Okay, I will go. I think Amber Heard, who's in Drag Me to Hell, am I correct?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
I'm not good at actors, that's easy.
I don't think this is like the same movie I'm thinking of.
The one with the cursed button and she gets the, she's like haunted.
It's with the old lady that scares Kirby, I think.
Like vomits into the mouth.
Okay. No, that's not Amber Heard. Sorry. I just think they look so much alike.
I think that's Allison Lohman.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I just looked it up. Okay. They just look so much alike. I was going to say, I was about to go right in on Amber Heard. But let me just say, I would definitely go with, the other option was Saul, correct?
Yes. Okay. The original Saul.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely go with Saul, because I vaguely remember watching Drag Me to Hell. I know Kirby, like my co-host, was like, that movie petrified him. Honestly, I can barely remember watching it. So and Saul is something I watch every year. So I will definitely vote Saul.
Okay. Duff.
So I do enjoy a good Sam Raimi film. However, Drag Me to Hell's, it's okay. It's all right. I'll watch it again. But Saw is something I love when horror movies have like a lot of internal conflict, and obviously Saw is pretty much based around that, and it has really inventive kills, so I gotta go with Saw. And it started a series that, you know, not every entry is great, but it has some great moments throughout.
Oh yeah, I mean, I have this love-hate relationship with Saw, so I get it. Yeah, I'm voting for Saw. I like Drag Me to Hell. I saw it in high school, actually. My high school like played it as a free movie, believe it or not.
Nice. That PG-13 horror.
Yeah, my high school was I liked it back then, but now I've rewatched it and it's but I have this love hate with Saw, so I'm gonna vote for Saw just because the first movie is iconic, and that plot twist at the end when John Kramer, you know, stands up and walks out of the cell or the bathroom.
Yes.
All right. Hunter, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you guys when it comes to Saw here. I just think that Well, I'll go ahead and say this. Dragon Man of Hell is one of my favorite modern horror films. I think it's great. I really appreciate Sam Raimi going back to that super dark. It's really a funny movie in like the most twisted way. And when you view it that way, I think it plays even better. But when you're talking about Saw, just like there's a reason it had such a lineage. And Jigsaw has become one of these like most iconic horror villains of all time that's like broken out of just horror culture and has gone into the mainstream. And it's been that way for almost 2 decades now. So it's going to have to be Saw.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm outnumbered, but I was going to pick Saw anyway. So we're good.
Okay.
There you go. Right.
I've never seen Dragon to Hell actually. So sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Teddy said it's not good. So I haven't really tried it. It just hasn't been top of my list.
It's worth a watch for sure.
Yeah. I'll watch it. It's there. Yeah. It's good. I like it. I think it's more of like a cult movie. Like there's like a group of people who love that movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, it made it to the list. That's something. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Up next, we have Get Out versus Alien.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I'm going to call on Duff.
Oh, I don't like this matchup. love both of these films. I think, oh man, it kind of sucks that this is on the spot. Hold on. All right, nope. I'm going with Get Out. I think it's quite possibly my favorite modern horror thriller film out there. I love everything about it. I think it balances an enjoyable movie and social issues so well. It's just one of my favorites, so I got to go with it.
Okay. Cece.
You know my answer.
I know,
however, no, I'm not to discredit Alien. Actually, this past year was the first time I ever saw Alien, and it was incredible. It definitely lives up to the hype. Mm-hmm. But Get Out is probably one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. So,
wow. I'm going to out myself again. I still haven't seen it.
And I loaned you the Blu-ray for how long?
I
know, and
I gave it back to you because I never watched it.
Oh, Lord.
I have seen Alien. I have to vote for Alien just because I haven't seen Get Out. I'm sorry. I will watch it. Jesse.
I have not seen Get Out either, so you're not alone. But I want to. Like, that is on my list of movies to watch because I've heard how good it is. So I will definitely choose Alien because, I mean, Alien's not one of my favorites either, but it's between the two. That's the one I'll go with.
Yeah. And like Cece said, it is iconic.
Yeah.
All right, Hunter, you get to decide.
Yeah, I get to be the tiebreaker, right?
Crack your knuckles. Let's go.
Well, I don't really have to do much cracking. Jess, you know, you've lived in close proximity to me for how long now? I literally have a giant alien piece on my chin as far as a tattoo. But Alien is one of those things, even beyond that, I totally think Alien is a perfect movie. I don't think it's hyperbolic to say that. I was recently, when was this? This was last summer. I did a show about top 5 perfect horror movies, and I picked one from every genre. So I picked an action, a horror, a comedy, so on. But Alien was my horror pick. It is just the perfect balance of world building, the tension and the creature design, along with having just a really great cast throughout. And I really think that just Alien, there's a reason it's so timeless. I think Get Out is great, but when you're talking about, hey, you've got something that has been so established for several decades now versus something that's relatively new, I think that new property has to kind of be around for at least a couple more years before we can really start comparing. So I'm going to go for Alien.
Okay. Wow. I did not think Get Out was going to get voted out so soon.
I really didn't either. Yeah. I expected that to be in the top two.
I am one of the few that, you know, not to get too far off, but I prefer Us between the two movies.
Okay. Yeah,
that might have been a more fun discussion for me.
Yes. Yeah. Me
okay.
Too.
Okay.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sad, but there's got to be something else in there that I'll have to put my.
There'll be something that's going
to
really.
I can't wait to crush your hopes.
I know there's at least two. There's at least two I'm holding on to.
Duff, we got to bring you on for a ranking so you can scream like Hunter and I did in the Friday.
I would love to.
No,
anger. No, you're wrong. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, this next one. I know Cece loves one of these. So we have Frankenstein, the original Frankenstein.
1931
versus House of a Thousand Corpses. What?
Oh, God, I'm about to get buried, motherfuckers.
Cece, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I know that's why I'm going first, because I'm about to get buried.
Speak in peace now before we bury you.
To be fair, House of a Thousand Corpses was like the movie that got me into horror as a teenager. So that's why I have sentimental value with it. So that's all I have to say.
So you're picking Frankenstein?
No.
Okay. I'm picking Frankenstein. Movie, but, you know. Okay. I'm picking Frankenstein. I talked about my love of Bride of Frankenstein. And I mean, without this movie, we wouldn't get Bride. So she's not on this list. I'm going to vote for him. So let's see. Jesse.
Oh, I will die on that hill with you, Cece. I love the House of a Thousand Corpses. So I'm here for
it. Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Hunter.
See, this is where I am feeling the hypocrisy slip out of my mouth, because we kind of had a similar issue when we were talking about Psycho just now, and I said, well, Psycho versus Cabin in the Woods, I'm going to pick the one that I'm going to watch more. Here's the thing. So this is hard, because it's like, are you talking about the movies themselves, or are you talking about just kind of like the legacy that ultimately they made? Because I do think both these movies have that legacy element. Whether you like it or not, like Rob Zombie basically brought back like the Grindhouse movie and like started that whole thing coming back. So it's really tough, because ultimately I think this is one of the ones where 3 out of 5 times I'm probably going to pick House of a Thousand Corpses, just because I'm going to have more fun with it.
Right.
And for those reasons, I'm going to pick Frankenstein. the reason being is ultimately, I just think that a lot of horror today is, you know, we wouldn't be here having this conversation without the Universal Monster horror film.
That's fair.
And like, even aside from that, I think Frankenstein still stands up. It's not the most like enthralling one. I think there's better classic monster movies. Bride of Frankenstein is a much better movie, but we wouldn't be here without Frankenstein, so I got to give the leg up here.
Correct.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Duff, I promise I won't make you be a decider for a while after this. Your turn.
No, it's okay. I enjoy this. I get to crush some hopes, some dreams.
Oh, no.
Crush it.
So House of a Thousand Corpses was a fantastic Horror Nights House. It is a absolute sloppy mess of a movie, and
thank
probably
you.
Rob Zombie's
worst film. Come on, Duff.
Whoa, did you say his worst? Did you watch Third Eye?
I said one of his worst.
Not his worst. We'll see.
I know there are quite a few options for Rob Zombie's worst film, but it's up there for me. And kind of on the exact opposite end of CC, I got into horror by watching classic Universal Monsters films when I was young.
Yeah.
So I got to go with Frankenstein here.
Okay. Yes. That's totally fair. I knew it would happen.
No, it's not. But it's okay.
Oh, Jesse.
Jesse, if we were talking about Halloween, we would have been even more sad.
Oh, gosh, we would have been.
Oh, my God.
But then I couldn't say it's a bad movie, you know?
That's true. Well, oh, my God. Sure. Oh, I mean, funny you guys said Halloween. So Frankenstein moved on in that last bracket. Thanks, Duff.
Anytime.
The next bracket is Halloween 1978, the original, versus Paranormal Activity. I feel like there's no vote here.
We just all do it at the same time and just all keep going forward.
One, two, three. Halloween.
Paranormal Activity.
What? No, whatever.
Halloween. I'm kidding.
Okay. Whatever. Is that unanimous?
To be fair, Paranormal Activity gets more hate than it should, and I find it very enjoyable.
I agree.
The first one is good.
I enjoy the hate that it gets, because it deserves the hate that it gets. I absolutely enjoy it.
It is the best kind of modern entry of, I don't know if you can
let
say
me tell you why
point, because, found footage.
Listen, well, let me tell you why. Yeah. Because I had to endure the next decade of no good horror films except paranormal movies, because that's all that they were making because of that fucking whatever it was.
I'm just speaking to this one movie, and it was very fun.
I just don't.
I like the boyfriend. He sucked.
Yeah, he did. But like, I like the original Paranormal Activity. I could, back in the day when I was a chicken shit, I could handle this movie.
The boyfriend.
This was like my horror movie.
Yeah, the boyfriend was the worst thing about it, but it was decent. Absolutely. I saw it for the first time this past year too. So,
So Halloween moved on. I knew that was going to happen. So I'm going to go first on this next one. You guys will know why. Okay. We have the Blair Witch Project versus Trick or Treat. I'm voting Trick or Treat. I don't like Blair Witch. It gives me a headache. I'm not going to lie. I don't like found footage. I'm not that kind of person. Mm. So like, Trick or Treat is my favorite horror movie. I say it all the time. That's my vote. Hunter, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. I just think Trick or Treat is one of those. It's not my favorite horror anthology, but it is probably in the top three. There's just something to be said about the way that it captures the Halloween spirit, that it makes it very important to me. And it is one of those movies that consistently gets watched probably two or three times a year. So yeah, it's got to be Trick or Treat here.
Thank you. Jesse.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I have not seen either one of these films.
Get off my show.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I haven't, though. But here's the thing. I hate found footage. Like, hate found footage films.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. They're just the bane to my existence.
But now I get the last discussion. Okay.
Might be me.
But honestly, like... I can't, I don't know. I feel like if there's a tie, I mean, if I'm going to just go with my, I'm just going to go with Trick or Treat just for the simple fact that I hate found footage films. So we'll just go with that.
Do you like anthology movies?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So you like Trick or Treat.
Okay. Right. Well, it works for me.
Duff.
You'll like it.
So I appreciate a lot of things Blair Witch Project did, but I don't think it's a good movie. And Trick or Treat is my favorite anthology movie. So Trick or Treat.
All right. And Cece.
So this sounds like, I don't want to say this is hard.
You're doing something where you're like going to explain yourself and you know you're wrong. So you're breathing after every word.
This is the thing. I'm going to pick Trick or Treat. But the reason, the one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, Blair Witch, I don't really care for found footage, but I feel like that movie kind of really had a huge impact on media. And when it came out, it was a huge thing. So if you're thinking on the terms of that, you know what I mean? So that's why this was hard, but I am definitely going to go with my heart because I love Sam. And this is my favorite Halloween movie, Trick or Treat.
Okay. For sure. I was going to say, if Trick or Treat didn't win, 3 out of the 5 of us have Trick or Treat tattoos in this.
That's true.
I was literally going to be like, all right, we all get our horror cards.
I always forget about mine because it's just this baby one from Friday the 13th. So yeah.
I will say, I think there is, because I know some people are going to listen to this and just go like, okay, I get it. But like, you're kind of shitting on Blair Witch. I think it's one of those things, at least for me, like I was 6, maybe going on 7, you know, when Blair Witch came out. And I just, we grew up in the Paranormal Activity era of found footage and like VHS and those. We really, I feel like I personally cannot accurately gauge what seeing a horror movie like that was like, just because I didn't see it until much later after that genre was already established.
And we really weren't given a good example. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Trick or Treat has moved on. Yay. next up, we have, it's kind of interesting that this one made the list. I put it on there because it's like, I feel like it's a very culty movie. Haunt versus John Carpenter's The Thing. I know which one's going to win.
Oh, okay. Haunt. Okay.
I know. Hey, at least it made it to the list, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'll be the one out. Haunt was a fantastic film, so.
I liked it. Yeah. I did like
and,
Haunt.
I mean, I haven't seen The Thing, so I'm going to go with Haunt. That's just me. Okay. I'm alone on this limb. It's totally fine.
This is hard for me too because I do love both. But if we're gonna go in terms of best movie and special effects wise, The Thing for me for sure.
Oh, definitely. I have seen The Thing. I love it. I liked Haunt. I liked it for what it was, but it lacked in some places. It's very culty to me in the style. Like, so yeah. Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those other, like, I just think really close. Well, not even close, but like, I think it's one of those where everyone's just got their own opinion. It's John Carpenter's The Thing. It is the most perfect remake ever made. The special effects are just timeless. And I just think that you're really pulled into that world and it fully immerses you in it every single time you watch it. Haunt is a perfectly good time. It's something I'm ready to revisit whenever. It's kind of like up there with Hell House LLC as far as like that genre of movie. Mm-hmm. But it's not a comparison here.
Okay. And Duff.
So I actually just watched Hunt for the first time like 2 weeks ago. So this worked out well. And I honestly thought it was a really fun movie, like most of you have said. So I kind of feel bad that it went up against The Thing, because that wins.
Yeah.
And I'll get to talk about The Thing a little bit more later. But The Hunt, like Hunter said, it has that genre where it's in like Hell House LLC. And kind of that budget range it's in, I think it's probably my favorite. So it sucks it has to go out this early, but, you know, yeah. The competition was too stiff.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I get it.
I mean, we all said we liked Haunt, so it's not that it's a bad movie.
Yeah exactly. Yeah,
it's totally fine. Sucks that the randomizer put it up against The Thing.
I'm still bitter about Get Out, to be fair.
I'm still upset.
I mean, I haven't heard it yet, so we'll see.
I honestly think that this is going to be kind of like a segment we continue on in the future, because I feel like the list is always changing.
Yeah.
So, sure. Honestly, it'd be fun to revisit this.
I think we should pause right now. Yeah. Jess and Jesse, go watch it, and then we'll revote. How about that? Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm just chiming in here. I'm really excited for when the final two. It's 1978's Halloween versus Hubie Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, Hunter, why did you ruin the surprise later on?
I knew. I'm sorry. I just knew that's the way it was leading.
Get out of my brain. This is where you turn into my arch nemesis, like Beth said on the trivia episode. All right. Ooh, okay. I feel like we're going to have a fight. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Okay.
I'm ready.
Cece, you're going last.
Fuck.
All right. You might not need to vote, but it is Scream, the original Scream, versus Train to Busan.
Oh, shit. It's Teddy and I versus each other.
Wow.
All right. Duff, you're going to start us out.
Oh, what?
You said wow.
Duff is starting.
Okay, so I know what I'm gonna go with. I don't feel bad for doing it. I think Scream, for better or for worse, kicked off a new genre of horror. I don't think that's debatable. It's what happened, right. At least for the era, and I find it to be enjoyable. It's almost like it's one of those charming horror films, you know. But I love Train to Busan so much that it's not even close for me.
Okay. I know you said that scares an idea, and I mean, I knew it was over.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, all right. Which one did you end up choosing?
Train to Busan.
Okay. All right.
Jesse.
Scream, without a doubt. I don't see, I as much as I appreciate your opinion, Duff, I can't understand how you could even.
Oh.
So I'm sorry. But
Jesse, have you seen Train to Busan?
I have, and it was an excellent movie, no doubt. I mean, I actually really, really enjoyed it, and that was my partner's, one of his favorite movies. But, I mean, it's like Scream is just, I mean, no. Mm-mm. I can't. I mean, if you all had like another different horror film put up against Scream 3. That was just... Okay, stop it right there. You stop. I mean, honestly, if you had something as equivalent to Scream up against it, then I could maybe like wager. But I mean, there's just no doubt here with this that Scream is the one.
All right, Hunter.
Yeah. Sorry, Duff. I love Train to Busan too, but I'm definitely going with Scream here. I just think it's. By the time that we left the 80s and just kind of the indulgence of that era, we needed something to kind of re-kick off the slasher genre, or at least do something interesting with horror again. And I think that Scream was the one to do it. Scream, there's a reason it has just not only retained its popularity, but I feel like Scream has continued to get more and more popular as time has gone on. I mean, we're kind of seeing that happen with just Scream 5, or I guess they're just going to call it Scream again.
Yeah, but just Scream.
Yeah, Screams, whatever. But yeah, it's there's a reason it's sticking around. I think Train to Busan is one of those. Train to Busan is very important because I think it is one of the first like foreign horror films that gets people into that genre, which I think is very important to kind of break outside of Americanized horror. But yeah, I just think Scream is too important to not go on.
Yeah, I, again, outing myself, have not seen Train to Busan. It's on my list. I promise, Duff. I'm sorry. We all know Cece's also going to vote for Scream, so we're not even going to act like this isn't a surprise.
It's going to be hard.
I didn't expect Train to Busan to win, so it's not that disappointing. I just have a very high affinity for the film. That's all.
Okay, Cece, give us your vote, please.
Obviously, I'm going to pick Scream, but this was very, very hard. Now, honestly, because of in terms of like, Train to Busan is just so great. It's so raw and so good, and everyone needs to watch it. So definitely want to plug that fact. But Scream has my heart, you know that.
Train to Busan is definitely one of, I can't say definitely. It is one of my absolute favorite, maybe my favorite zombie film. So
yeah, I agree.
I love zombies, so I need to watch it. I know I need to.
Jeff, real quick, have you seen Hashtag Alive yet?
I haven't. I watched the kill count on it, so I kind of got spoiled, but it seemed pretty solid.
Yeah, it's good. Sorry.
No, you're good. So Scream is moving on. Next up, we have one of my favorite franchises, The Conjuring versus Host.
Ooh.
So I'm going to start this one off, if that's okay. I'm going to go with The Conjuring. It is one of my favorite franchises, right? Like modern day franchises. It got me into horror when I was like 16 or so. Like fully into it where I'm at now, and I kind of owe it that. So I'm going to vote for The Conjuring. Jesse.
I will also vote for The Conjuring. I have not seen Host. I started it, was it 15 minutes in, and got bored and turned it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I loved it. I did love Host.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah.
I mean, you watch like 1/4 of the movie.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I got so bored. I'm so sorry. But yeah, The Conjuring, I love that. I love that film, so
I'll
go with
that
one. Okay. Duff. So, The Conjuring is probably, like, the most overrated horror franchise of modern times to me.
I knew it.
Yeah. I enjoyed Host a lot, and I think a lot of it had to do with the year it came out and the circumstances that they were under when they made it. But it was really enjoyable, and I just kind of don't really like The Conjuring that much. So, Host.
That's fine.
It's fair.
It's fine. Cece.
Sorry, Jess. Gonna go with Host. One of the first movies in a long time that have actually scared me. The jump scare at the end fucking got me. So good. I love the use of what we're going through for this film. I think it was great. The fact that it wasn't too long was also awesome. So I feel like it kept your attention. Unlike Jesse, I guess. He just got bored. But it was just one of those first movies in a long time that have just come out of and been like, wow, you know? So definitely Host for me.
Okay. I get it. I watched it on the plane to Jersey the first time I came here, and I jumped out of my seat. And the guy like on the other seat, because they were like distance, looked at me and he's like, what? And I was like, oh. Sorry, I like slammed the laptop shut at that jump scare at the end, so it's okay. Hunter.
Yeah, I think Host is so interesting because it's like, I'm assuming this is probably going to be the most recent horror film on the list here. Mm-hmm. And like, it was totally a product of its time. Like, this is going to be one of those movies that I don't think is only going to stick around this year or into the next couple years and then kind of fall off the face of the planet. I think it's earned its reputation. But I do think it's in an unfortunate spot where it's going up against the highest grossing horror franchise of all time. A lot of those movies have been garbage, but when we're talking about The Conjuring itself, yeah. I think that The Conjuring really revitalized horror in a major way in the 2010s. For years, especially kind of like the late 2000s, we got really awful, just like PG-13 like trash, and I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, it has to be rated R or anything like that, but like we got really trashy paranormal horror films, and I think The Conjuring is so smart with the way that it plays with tensions. It actually makes you care about the characters as much as you can within a horror film like that. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go with The Conjuring here.
Awesome. I will say some of the movies are trash in the franchise. Some of them are, but the first one is great.
Sure. I mean, you've got Conjuring, Conjuring 2, and then Annabelle Creation, which is maybe the best out of all of them. But like The Nun is just like, ugh.
I liked The Nun for what it was. Yeah. Everyone shits on it. I liked it. Thank you. See, Duff, you're back in my good side.
That's what I'm here for. And since we don't get to talk about Host again, real quick, let me just say I appreciate that they didn't try to like profit off a pandemic necessarily, but they just took how we're feeling in a quarantine and used that to their advantage. So yeah. You know, it wasn't kind of like a dirty practice like I see some movies trying to do, and I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Jesse, I think you should try to rewatch it.
I just don't.
I've already told him that.
Yeah, she's already tried. It's whatever. I'm sorry.
I mean, the first 15 minutes do feel like you're on the Zoom call with them, and that's about it. So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
You gotta wait for the action, dude.
Oh gosh.
Wait for the filters to start going. Zoom filters. all right, next round we have The Shining versus It 2017.
So yeah, this is Stanley Kubrick's, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, should have.
That's okay. And then It 2017?
Yes, the reading.
Chapter one? Okay.
I'm ready.
Chapter
one. I'm ready.
All right, Jesse, start us out.
Okay, I will. It 2017.
Okay.
I choose that one because I think they did an excellent job conveying a new take on Stephen King's work. I think they did it without disrespecting the miniseries, and I think that Bill Skarsgård, you couldn't have asked for an amazing actor to play Pennywise, especially for his age as well. And yeah, and as far as The Shining goes, I mean, I love Jack Nicholson and I love that film, but I just, I don't know. I just would definitely pick it 2017 over The Shining.
Okay. Hunter.
So the randomizer really knew what it was doing with this one, didn't it? It's like Stephen King versus Stephen King.
I know.
And like,
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't even think about that either.
So this one's super tough because like you really are going up against one of the most iconic horror films of all time. Like it's like The Exorcist, Halloween, and The Shining. Like those are probably like the big three, right? Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where you're like, oh man, you're in a rough spot. I think I'm going to commit some sacrilege here, though, and actually say It 2017. The reason being is, not only is this going to be the one that I'm probably more likely to reach for off my shelf, I just think it is one of those movies that it's that modern horror that utilizes all the tools that are available to modern studios, and it just kind of marries everything together. Not only is the cast great, but like the effects, minus the leper man who looks a little like, yeah, he's like the one that I'm like, ugh.
I don't
and
know
like,
why that was so triggering for me, but it was like, I just,
yeah. I'm like, there's no reason that couldn't have been a physical suit for the 20 seconds that he was on screen or
thank
whatever.
You.
But like, so, you know, asides, you know, from that, I think The Shining, like it has definitely earned its reputation. I think it is one of those 5-star horror movies. I would probably say It part one, 2017 is probably closer to like a 4-star movie, but when it comes to which one that I'm going to grab off the shelf to actually watch, it is probably going to get way more play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed. My sister's gonna kill me. Sorry, Ashley. I love The Shining, but again, like Hunter said, I think that It movie, like chapter one and two, they like all the kids now. I say all the kids, I'm so old, right? All like the 13-year-olds, they like horror now, quote unquote, because of It. I feel like it started a new like generation of horror.
It did. I can agree with that.
And like just like they captured Pennywise. Like I know Tim Curry's performance is very iconic, but like he was never really that scary unless you watched it at a certain time. And like,
right.
Skarsgård made Pennywise.
Exactly. And he didn't
earn the reputation he has.
And he didn't like this, do it disrespectfully. You know what I'm saying? Like he did.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It was so like, I don't know, just well done, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Duff.
So I'm a little upset because Hunter stole my main point there right at the end. And I do want to say, I do love The Shining. I think, actually going with what Hunter said, I'm going to reach for It before I reach for The Shining to watch right now. And I think the one thing for me is, like, obviously Tim Curry was such an iconic role with Pennywise, but Bill Skarsgård, like, absolutely owned the role. Like, he made Pennywise, I mean, it became a huge phenomenon throughout culture for a few years, simply because of his performance and him nailing it so well. And It's perfection, almost. Not the movie, his portrayal. But I'm gonna pick It.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Not just his portrayal, also the kids that were cast in Chapter One.
Absolutely.
With Mike from Stranger Things, like he, little asshole, love his character.
I mean, and how often do you really get that? You know, when you have an ensemble cast, like a big cast like that, you know, they just get so well with one another.
Yep. Cece, yeah. I mean, it's already decided, but what's your
vote? It's at this point a unanimous vote anyway, because that's, of course, what I was going to pick as well. You know, I love that movie, and everything you guys said is correct about it, so.
Awesome. So moving on, is it 2017, Chapter 1?
Sorry, Trashly.
Sorry, we love you. We'll bring her on for the next one and give The Shining a chance. Redo. All right, next round, we have Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus Poltergeist.
Ooh.
Cece,
I'm going to have you start this one out.
You probably know my answer already. This movie still scares me when I watch it now. However, it's not the favorite of my... It's not my favorite of the franchise, but I'm going to go with Texas.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Duff.
This is a really tough one for me. So I just kind of got to go with what I enjoy more in a horror movie. And I kind of trend more away from the paranormal. So I got to go with Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay. Hunter.
Yeah. So this is another... This is one where... I'm going to catch some heat here. I'm interested to see where it goes, being right here in the middle, but it's Poltergeist. I think Poltergeist is one of those perfect horror movies. I think it is one of those, I mean, even outside of horror, like, I think it is just one of those perfect movies that plays so well. I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we look back on with a fondness for what it did for the genre, and we can appreciate it for that. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's the most entertaining option or the one I'm going to engage with. I think what Tobe Hooper does, and you know what? You've got another matchup here because it's Tobe Hooper versus Tobe Hooper. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I promise this was randomized. I did not make this.
You can see the lessons that he learned from being like this guerrilla like filmmaker in Texas and carrying that into a major budget production and the influence from Steven Spielberg. There's so many things to like about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Leatherface is so iconic. I'll constantly stand up for him for what I call Leatherface erasure, which is when they do the big three, Michael, Jason, and Freddy, but then leave Leatherface off and replace him with Ghostface or Chucky. Poor like, Leatherface. I can't stand that. Stop
Poor
that.
Leatherface.
But like Poltergeist, like its biggest achievement is, I mentioned this in Conjuring, but Poltergeist is like the pinnacle of making you care about the people in a horror movie and the circumstances they're going through. And for that, I just think it all comes together in this really beautiful way. And Poltergeist is the pinnacle of it. So, yeah.
All right. Jesse.
Hunter, you asked where this was going to go, and I will let you know it's going nowhere because I'm going to vote for Texas.
There we go.
And here's why. I have ever since I was little, I have a very, very, very big fear of chainsaws. The noise, it's very triggering to me. And that came to a big point when I went to the Haunted Hoochie up in Ohio. It's near Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
And that was something they had a lot of. And getting chased by one, even though it's not like they're not really going to kill you, it's still triggering. And I can consistently feel like I first had that fear watching that film for the very first time when I was really little. So I don't know. I'm just kind of stuck with that. But I love I love Poltergeist. I mean, that is a good film. But yeah, I'm going to vote for Texas on this one.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, before I say anything, HHN is not the event for you. If you're afraid of chainsaws, honey.
I'm not. I will totally do
so
it.
So am I, though. So am I.
Listen, I will totally do it, but just know I'll probably like scream while I'm doing it. So, you know.
Yeah, that's everybody. Me. Don't worry.
So my vote doesn't matter, but I was going to vote for Poltergeist. like Hunter said, I think it's a perfect horror movie. My mom would not let me watch it because she watched it when she was younger and the hype around it. She's terrified of it to this day. She's in her 50s.
Yeah.
It still scares her.
I love
it. And so she would not let me watch it. And then I finally got to watch it when I was like however old, a teenager. And I was like, that's what you were afraid of? I loved it.
And you know, that's so crazy you said that, because it must have been that time period, because my mom and my aunt, who are also around the same age as your mother, you know, same thing with them. It's one of their favorite movies, but it terrified them as a kid. So it must have been like a thing from the 80s. You know what I'm saying? And the time that film came out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because Texas Chainsaw Massacre is moving on.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't hate Leatherface.
No, you can't be mad at it. And I've said it time and time again, like Leatherface out of like the big four, he is the one that I find legitimately scary. Mm-hmm. I just think the abruptness in his movements, the sheer size of the guy, he's a big legitimately bitch. Yeah, that's a big bitch.
Oh, I can't wait for him to be at HHN and for me to just look up at him and be like, oh my God. Oh,
nice. If they cast the same ones they have previously. Oh my God.
Man. One of my favorite houses, Fleshwoods. Oh man.
One day I'll see him at HHN.
I do want to say though, although I voted for Texas, Poltergeist, I think we could probably all agree, is the more well done film.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. All right, we are on the last four matchups for the first round, guys.
Woo!
I know we're getting there. Okay.
I'm waiting for a movie to show up yet still.
Well, I think a movie you were not expecting, but I put on the list just a special for you, is coming
up. Aw, okay.
We have Terrifier.
Oh, that was the movie right there because I did not put it on there.
Versus, and I know what's going to win right now, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, well, that's just unfair.
This is not right because
you just put my you just put my two men against each other.
Oh. The randomizer said, "Fuck CC."
No, I love them both. You know that.
I'm going to start and vote for A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Where did Freddy's Hunter go? Is he still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, your thing like fell off. That's weird.
Yeah, I think it disconnected briefly, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I don't see you here, but it'll be there.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm voting A Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy's my man, and also our Freddy episode. Now, I'm in a relationship thanks to Freddy, so I have a personal attachment to Freddy Krueger at this point. I do love Terrifier. Art the Clown. Love him, but let's see. Hunter.
So yeah, it is A Nightmare on Elm Street. It is one of those movies. It's not my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street, actually. I think that goes to Dream Warriors. I think that just kind of that just balances everything in the franchise, you know, as far as what you'd want to see. But Nightmare on Elm Street is a better movie. I think Terrifier has its fans. I gotta say, personally, I feel like I want to like Terrifier more than I actually do, unfortunately. But that's not to take anything away from it. I just think Nightmare on Elm Street is going to win this matchup, and deservedly so.
Absolutely. Cece, I'm going to let you speak your piece.
Oh, you're good. Nightmare. I mean, easy. That's easy. Like, honestly, better movie. Absolutely.
Yeah, that randomizer really got you there. Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. You know, funny enough, I got to interview Jenna Connell, who played in The Terrifier.
Yes.
And I got to talk to her about her work on that film. And I love that film so much. Like, it's one of my absolute favorites. But yeah, I mean, I will also agree. I'm going to have to. I wish it didn't go up against this one.
I know.
But yeah.
I didn't even put this on there, Justin.
I'm literally going to go with what Hunter said. I mean, is it my favorite? No, but I have such a love for that franchise. I mean, number three is probably the best for me personally. But I mean, yeah, so I'm going to go with Nightmare.
Okay, and Duff, to round us out.
So I think this is kind of the perfect storm for the Terrifier, as A Nightmare on Elm Street is, out of big horror franchises, one of my least favorite. And the first one specifically is really... It's not great, but I am kind of on the same vein as Hunter, as I want to like Terrifier a lot, but I just kind of don't. So I have to go with A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
I guarantee you guys will like the sequel a lot better if you decide to watch that. Because just from the trailer alone, it's going to be a lot better.
I hope so.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, I want to like it.
As long as people are getting sawed in half through their unmentionables.
Yeah, are they going groin to head?
apparently, David Howard Thornton went on record and said the first scene of the movie is going to be worse than that. So I'm excited.
I'm here for it. First scene? I'm here for it.
Yes.
Starting it out that way. Wow.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay, this next one is coming for me.
Please don't hurt my feelings with this. That's what I think it is.
It is the original Evil Dead. Versus American Werewolf in London.
Oh.
Okay. I can do this one.
I know I can too, but it breaks my heart.
It does. I
guess I thought something was on this list that wasn't. Oh, well.
Jess, let me start. Can I start?
Sure, Hunter.
Okay. So I will say, I think this matchup would be a lot closer if it was Evil Dead 2 versus An American Werewolf in London. I think that's what really establishes the franchise that people know and love. But An American Werewolf in London is my favorite horror film of all time. It just is one of those perfect marriages of effects, a great story, and all the pieces come together in this really beautiful way that I think An American Werewolf in London is one of those movies that, like I was kind of talking about Saw, how it transcended beyond horror and just into the mainstream, like we said with It 2017 and Halloween, An American Werewolf is one of those. Like, it is the werewolf movie that people think about. It's like right up there with the original Wolfman. So for werewolf representation alone, I've got to go with An American Werewolf.
Love it.
I think Werewolf James will appreciate that vote. CC.
It's easy. American Werewolf. I like how we have two horror comedies, though. It's great. But yeah, American Werewolf, one of the almost perfect films from that time. So definitely.
Duff, yeah.
So this one's really, really hard for me. I enjoy both films a lot. But I did say earlier, I do love myself a good Sam Raimi film. And I think Bruce Campbell owns Ash better than almost anyone in any horror film ever.
That's fair.
I don't want to do it, but I kind of have to go with Evil Dead.
Yes. Okay. I mean, Jesse.
Uh-oh, Jess.
Okay, can I just have a consensus here? Did two people, Hunter, who voted for the American Werewolf in London?
Me and Hunter.
Okay. So it's 2-1.
I haven't voted yet.
Okay. Okay, so I love both of these films. I love the remake of one of these films a little bit better. But still, with that being said, this is hard for me, guys. I'm gonna go with the American Werewolf in London. Yeah.
Okay. So, Evil Ash Williams is one of my, well, Bruce Campbell is one of my horror crushes. I love the Evil Dead franchise, everything. I even like Ash versus Evil Dead. I like The House at HHN.
Yes.
I said
didn't
it.
Like that.
Well, you I know did. What? It was my first HHN. I didn't know what I liked and what I didn't like.
Well, you liked it. That's okay. There's nothing wrong
exactly.
with that.
I got to talk to Bruce Campbell almost. but my thing is, I've said it before, I'll say it again. American Werewolf in London was the first horror movie I had ever seen at 7 years old.
Oh,
love it.
Yeah.
It has this. Yeah. My dad did the whole don't tell your mom thing. And I totally told my mom. it traumatized me. But like, it also got me into SFX. And Rick Baker is like one of my idols behind VMA.
Yes.
So American Werewolf in London, I have to vote for it. It's got this little place in my heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is moving on. I'm sorry, Bruce.
Sorry, Daddy Bruce.
Sorry, Daddy Bruce.
You got one vote, Bruce. It's okay.
I would have voted, but you know, American Werewolf was there.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we have Friday the 13th, Part 4, The Final Chapter.
What?
Versus Sinister.
And not Scream 3?
God! Okay, the reason this was chosen is because it is an iconic film in the franchise, yes. I think. Okay.
Wasn't it our number one?
Tommy Jarvis, okay.
Two, I think.
What was the other option?
Sinister.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
He's like, I know what I'm picking.
Let's go. Go for it.
Okay, I'll go. Sinister. That movie, okay. Here's why. I no doubt, Chapter 4 is by far one of the best, if not the best, in that franchise. I love that film. Don't get me wrong. I watched Sinister because Kirby, my co-host, was like, you really should really watch this. And I was like, okay. And so I was home alone watching it. And that was the first movie in a really, really long time to actually make me become short of breath. And it really like tensed me. And I have no idea for what reason, but that movie really, and if a movie scares me, then I know it's like a good movie for me at least. And so yeah, I'm going to choose Sinister.
Okay. So you don't like Bagul?
he's terrifying.
That's that it's the music that got me. I'm sorry. That
really?
Yeah. Okay.
What was the Horrors of Blumhouse? Was it Chapter 1? Was that what he was
saying? Yes. No, it was. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That when he came out of, or it was like the room with the screen, I genuinely ran out of the room and like ran people over.
Yeah. It was a beautiful 8-foot corridor.
Oh my yeah. God. Fuck that. Mm, okay. okay. Sorry. Duff.
This is another tough one, kind of back to back for me. Honestly, I'm not going to drop much of a reasoning and just kind of say what Jesse said and go with Sinister.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow. Is Jason not going to make it to the next round? Okay. Cece.
Do it.
I love you. I dare you. I love you, Jess. I love you, Hunter, but no. Sinister.
Oh, the reason yes. is
the reason is because, one, it was one of those movies that genuinely scared me as well. Bagul is terrifying. Yes. And it's scientifically proven, I think, to be the scariest movie, according to like people's heart rates or something recently.
Yes.
Ever yeah. or modern?
I mean,
I don't remember, but it was some scientific thing
they did.
Tell
that to my blood pressure pills that I need to take. I mean,
so I will say this is true, but I did look into this, and the study basically only looked at Sinister and it was kind of rigged. I'll just point that out.
But, it's kind of like a PR stunt for the movie.
But it still scared me, so it wins.
Oh, yeah. Hunter.
What the fuck?
We're back to the Friday episode all over
again. Oh, no.
You picked the wrong Friday movie. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I should have put his favorite on the
list. Let me tell you why it's not the wrong choice. But first, let me say, you put Leatherface on the list. You put Freddy on the list. You put Michael on the list. Then you're gonna fuck off Jason at the knees. At the last possible minute,
I was gonna put six, but CC already put four, and I didn't want to put two.
You could have put
here's the thing: I think four was the right choice, and the reason being is, as much as I love six, it's my personal favorite Friday movie.
Why?
That does lean more towards the comedy. As far as why, I think it revitalizes a franchise that was rapidly floundering and making him interesting.
Okay,
again.
I can respect that. Yes.
Absolutely. As far as Friday 4, I think it is the definitive Jason that people think of. He's scary in it. You get the ultimate climax throughout it. It's one of the last times that the actual cast of characters is likable in the main Friday franchise. I think there's so many things to like about the final Friday, and I just think it is one of those perfect slasher movies. It really took us, you know, the four movies to get Jason up to that. I'm kind of bummed that he's not going to make it, but yeah, it's going to be Friday 4.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Of course.
Friday 6, is which one is the one when Jason is not the killer? Is that 5 or 6?
That's 5.
Five.
Oh, well then I take back what I said then.
Okay. six is where he's like brought back.
Sorry.
Yeah, 6 is like the one that alludes to Frankenstein.
Okay. Yeah. Because when he said that, I instantly thought it was the one when Jason wasn't killing. I thought, how did he say this?
No.
I mean, and I haven't voted yet, but no surprise. I'm with Hunter. I vote Friday, but it doesn't matter. Sinister moves on.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. The final bracket in the first round. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, so there's another one?
Well, this is the last matchup in this round.
Okay, I'm still waiting for a certain movie, but maybe it didn't make it.
So we have Hereditary.
Okay.
I know you. Versus The Exorcist.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm ready.
All right, wait, Jesse, you just started the last one.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll start off. I think that these are two of the most, like, deeply disturbing movies to be in the genre. I think the reason that I don't think it's hyperbolic to call Hereditary, it causes a similar reaction that I imagine The Exorcist had back in the early 1970s with people. That said, I think The Exorcist is one of those perfect horror movies. I mentioned it earlier, not knowing it was on the list, but I do think it's perfect. I think Hereditary is definitely going to have its fans. It is one of those movies that's ultimately going to have a very long life cycle. It's not going to leave people's memory, but Hereditary, as much as people like it, and I understand why, it's a very deeply unpleasant movie. It's a very hard movie to watch that I've only watched the one time, and honestly I haven't had a desire to revisit. I think The Exorcist works in the frame of an original, or excuse me, works in the frame of like a movie where ultimately the story is about redemption and hope. And that's kind of what that story needed with Hereditary. It's very, very dark. And that's just something that I appreciate, but is not something that I think I'm ever going to revisit.
Okay. So let's see. Jesse, your turn.
Oh, sorry, I had you. I was trying to be really respectful and not breathe into the mic, so I had it on mute.
Don't breathe.
Sorry. Yes, exactly like you just said. I only watched Hereditary one time, and I did find it very disturbing, and I don't think I'll ever watch it again. I think it was a fantastically filmed movie. I think the cast was great, but I'm going to go with The Exorcist because that's just, to me, I will don't totally go in that direction because I just, I don't know. I have like a weakness for that movie, and I am not one for paranormal movies. I usually like the first to back away from those, but like, I don't know. I'm going to go with The Exorcist on this.
Okay. Cece.
I know I'm probably going to be the odd man out. I've been waiting for this movie to be stated the entire bracket. Because Get Out already got kicked off. Hereditary is a fantastic film. Both of these movies almost deal, you know, with a sense of possession. So I think it's really interesting these got put against each other as well. Yeah. Now, there's just so much good about this movie. And The Exorcist is obviously iconic. It's still probably critically acclaimed as the scariest movie of all time. So I totally get that. I'm just still going to go with my heart. I'm going to go with Hereditary. I know I'm probably going to be in the minority, but it is what it is.
Tough.
Cece, you're not alone.
Oh, thank God. See, so, I knew I Duff was like my dude. I knew it.
So I really like The Exorcist. And because it's you know what my podcast is about, I gotta bring it up. The house at Horror Nights gets more hate than it should, and I thought it was pretty well done. Thank you very much. But there are not many movies who has actually like fully stopped me in my tracks. I watched Hereditary in theaters, and I literally mouth wide open, you know the scene, mouth wide open, hands over my mouth at some point.
I already know what you
couldn't blink. And I think from that point, it just puts you so on edge. As Jesse said, this movie is so well acted, like perfectly done. It's tough to put it above The Exorcist, but I think for me, it kind of deserves to get the vote. So Hereditary.
Yeah, Toni Collette is a very underrated. Very underrated. Perfect. I mean, she's so good, so good.
She really is.
She's like a forgotten scream queen. Like, it's absolutely a weird thing to say, but like,
I had to put her in my intro because of that. Like,
it's so good. And like, she's a great mom in the Fright Night remake, which is so great. There's a lot to like.
I know where this is going because I know Jess.
I haven't seen Hereditary.
Oh my god.
So here's the thing. Same thing with Midsommar. I tried to watch Midsommar. I got to a certain scene and I was dealing with personal issues and I had to turn it off because it was too much.
That's fair.
And I never finished it. And then because of that, I never watched Hereditary.
You have to be very in a good headspace to watch both, to be honest with you.
So it's on the list when I am in the right headspace. I will give it a chance, a full chance, but maybe soon. I had too much stress going on, so I'm voting The Exorcist just because I've seen it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Again.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I know. We should do like a bring one back or something at the end.
You're just wanting Get Out or...
Yes.
Get Out needs to come back. I'm just saying. This is unfair.
The Avengers theme starts playing and Get It Out appears out of a golden portal.
I mean, we can do like the number three out of the losers if you guys want to later.
We'll see. I think we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, we do. All right. So that we have done the first round, guys. We're on to the next round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm as ready as I can. I feel like we're about to
start fighting.
Yeah, for real this time.
All right. Coming up first, we got Candyman versus Cabin in the Woods.
Oof. All right. I'm ready.
Jesse, go.
Okay. It's Candyman.
Okay.
And it's Candyman because Virginia Madsen, enough said.
Okay. Duff.
Candyman. Done.
Wow. Cece.
Candyman.
Hunter.
Yeah, it's Cabin in the Woods, but it doesn't matter.
Again, I haven't seen Candyman, so by process of elimination, it's Cabin in the Woods for me, but it doesn't matter.
How's this going to work for you when Candyman wins the whole thing?
Yeah.
Then
right?
I exactly. That's what we're counting on, Candyman. Isn't it?
I have to watch Candyman regardless, so I mean, it does push me to watch
yes,
it now.
You do. Yes. And I'm not even mad guys... about it. Candyman deserves the victory, honestly. It, oh, yeah. It goes back to which one am I going to grab off my shelf.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. And only one has had an HHN house, so if we're going off that.
For now.
Candyman loses.
Yeah.
I heard it was a scare zone.
Question. No. In HHN, do they, when they create these houses and places down there, do they... all the time or sometimes create them based off of like specific horror films? Is that
yeah, like so there's IPs, intellectual properties, and original properties. Originals are ideas that Universal creates, and IPs are the ones that they rent out the licenses from other movies.
Oh, cool.
Or TV shows.
Oh, I would yeah. totally be yeah. down for that. Yeah.
Generally, you're coming right, this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Generally right now, Jesse, we have a 10 house lineup. Half of those tend to be based on a property and then half of them are original.
Okay, cool. Yeah. yeah.
So Stranger Things was like the big headliner the last two, well, before 2020.
The first year, you mean?
2018 was great. 19 was...
It was still the headliner, though.
I know. Yeah. Also, Us was there in 2019. Mm-hmm. House of 1,000 Corpses. So those are the IPs we saw.
Ooh, I'm excited.
In 2019.
And Ghostbusters, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Fuck up.
Sorry.
Hey, I loved it.
I liked Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to argue that. Hunter and I will argue Beetlejuice versus Ghostbusters another day.
Oh, that needs to be a whole episode.
Oh my god.
Maybe we'll bring that up. Yeah, maybe come haunt season. It'll be a fun thing.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Next round, we have Saw versus Alien.
Oof.
Yeah, it got real quiet. All right, I'm going to let Hunter go first.
Yeah. I already said it. Alien is a perfect movie. I think just removed from this genre, I think Saw is a great horror movie, but I think Alien is just a perfect movie.
Okay. Cece.
I'm going to go with, actually, and this is probably, you're going to be shocked, I'm going to go with Alien.
Wow.
It's just more iconic. It's pretty much a perfect movie. Yeah.
That is not the normal Cece vote. I'm proud of you.
Nope.
Jesse.
I feel very betrayed, but I am gonna go with Saul. I love both of these films, and I've said this, I'm gonna say this every time we go over like the rest of these, this list. I mean, I love both of these movies, but Saul is just, I don't know, it like someone said earlier about the detail that they dived in with the film itself. I don't know who said that, but oh my god, you're so right. And I don't know, I love Saul. I love it. So yeah, I'm gonna choose Saul.
Well, I agree with you, actually. And it goes down to what Hunter said. Which one am I going to pick up? Believe it or not, it's going to be Saw.
Yeah.
Alien is one I watch like every couple years just to rewatch it.
Yeah.
I love it, but I'm going to pick up Saw
same,
more
often. Same. Yes.
So, Duff, do you want to decide this for us?
Oh, I guess I have to. the funny thing is, I think I voted for Saw, but I voted against Alien. But I'm going to vote for Alien here. I am a sucker for like 80s sci-fi.
Okay.
And that falls into that category and horror. And I think it does better kind of like world building than Saw does. Mm-hmm. So gotta go Alien.
Mm, okay.
I will say, I think this is another case of like, if it was Saw 2 versus Alien, we could have a discussion.
Okay. I feel that. Yeah.
I think Alien is it's my favorite entry in that franchise, where the first Saw isn't the best in its franchise.
Yeah,
I can respect that. Yes, I can respect that.
Maybe we need to do like Battle of the Sequels. I feel like that's something.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Bloodbath.
All right. Bloodbath.
That could be fun.
Battle of the Sequels. Okay.
And Scream 3 will be on that list.
Oh my God.
And I will get promptly voted off. Perfect.
Thank you.
I will say this for the folks at home. We didn't kill the singer of Linkin Park in 3D in the Alien franchise. So.
I will say, that opening sequence is great. So leave it alone, please.
Yes. Oh, and Saw 3D?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll defend really you there.
Come on.
I'm sorry, but I would pick Scream 3 over Friday 5, though, to be fair.
I think I would,
too. Yeah, so would I. So would I.
Was that a question? Did anyone argue
that? I know, but I was just thinking of something.
Okay. Oh, all right. Moving on. We're all going to say it at the same time. Frankenstein versus Halloween 1978.
Okay. Should we just do it again?
Let's do it again. Okay, I guess we're doing it again.
Halloween? All right. Yeah,
it's Halloween. It's Halloween.
Now, remember, hold your peace.
I mean, you do underestimate how much I enjoy the classic monsters, but it is Halloween.
Oh, I don't. So. No, I don't.
Dove, I knew you well enough to know even your personal bias with the monsters wouldn't push it past Halloween. Yeah.
I feel bad for it, but no.
Yeah. Oh, no, my other...
If you would have picked some Boris Karloff mummies, though, I don't know. We might have a fight. Mm.
My other original movie didn't show up. I think it was one of my later picks.
Oh, yeah, The Invisible Man.
Invisible Man, yeah.
Oh, I was going to Bride, but I didn't because
such a good movie.
Frankenstein felt so iconic and like it started.
Kind of.
So, all right, the next one. I feel like my heart might break. Trick or Treat versus The Thing.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Maybe you guys are going to break my heart right now. I don't know.
I haven't seen either one of these movies, so I have no clue.
I am putting Trick or Treat. I love The Thing. Iconic. But we know where I stand. My baby boy, Sam, I will always vote for him. Unless it's Beetlejuice or him. Then it's over. Sorry. That was a dark hole.
That's fair.
Cece.
This is hard.
I believe in you.
Okay. I got to go with my favorite Halloween movie of all time, Trick or Treat.
Thank you.
How to do it. How to bite my tongue and do it.
I'm good. If you all can all come to a consensus on this, I mean, okay, I'm just gonna.
Yeah, put Jesse last.
Yeah, put me last.
Okay,
all
right. Yeah. Stop.
Oh, that's true. Tough. Okay.
That's true.
Can I rescind my spot? Because. But I'm gonna go with The Thing.
Oh, I feel like I'm gonna be a tiebreaker.
Hunter.
Yeah, the John Carpenter's The Thing is, like I said, it's a perfect horror movie. I think Trick or Treat, I do have such a fondness for it just because it is so Halloween, and that's just the best time of the year. But when you're just talking about it being a movie, as far as like all the elements coming together, it's really hard to compare something like The Thing to Trick or Treat.
Okay, so I guess I'm the tiebreaker.
God damn it.
Okay, I'm just gonna do this and I'm so sorry, but
you gonna flip a coin?
Well, okay. I mean, I was just gonna,
I don't know,
I was gonna pick, I'm gonna pick The Thing just because John Carpenter directed it.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm it's sorry. Fine, I'm so sorry.
It's iconic. No, don't
it's an incredible movie. Yeah,
I love that movie. I cannot be mad. I was surprised Trick or Treat made it to the second round. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God.
Trick or Treat's again my favorite anthology movie period, so it hurt to do that. But
yeah, that hurt me, and I haven't even seen either one of them. Now watch me watch The Thing and the Trick or Treat and like Trick or Treat more than The Thing.
Watching John Carpenter's The Thing and going, well, it isn't no Scream 3, but...
Oh my God.
Okay, all right.
We're going to do a bracket that's just Scream 3 versus Scream 3. Jesse's head explodes and then we just end the episode. Oh my gosh. Speaking of Scream, we have Scream versus The Conjuring. Just say it. Okay. All right, Hunter.
You know what? Because I know what's going to win this time, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to say The Conjuring on this one. The reason being is I just think that for the reasons I said previously, it really brought back paranormal filmmaking to like the Warner Brothers, you know, like a major studio, and actually did something creative and fun with it. There's a reason these movies have resonated with people. Scream is great, but considering that it's going to move on to the next round anyway, so I'm going to give Conjuring the vote here.
Okay. Let's see, Jesse.
I'm actually going to go with The Conjuring too.
Oh. So.
Oh no. Okay. Duff, I'm going to let you go and I guess I'll decide.
Oh, okay.
Just joking. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Wait,
are you going with The Conjuring?
Yeah, I'll go with The Conjuring.
Okay.
So funny, because I voted against both these and called them both a bit overrated, but they are both very important to their time period and kind of resetting what we expect from a horror film of the era. But I am picking up Scream before The Conjuring.
Wow. Oh, this is hard. Oh, no.
Wasn't hard. I thought The Conjuring was like one of your favorites.
I do love Scream. I really do. And when we rewatched it for our ranking, I kind of like fell back in love with that franchise. Oh no, it restarted horror. Oh my god. The Conjuring. I'm sorry.
I gotta change my vote. Yeah, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna hold it.
This is not me or Duff's show today.
No, it's really
okay. Not. Are you guys taking your votes away?
No. We can't do that. Okay.
I'm like, y'all can't do that after we'll I just picked.
But I did not expect it to go this way. I was like, you know what? Because I will honestly say, I think these two movies for me are on a level playing field because I have just as much fun with either one. Yes. I'm fine with either one. Some people are going to view it as sacrilegious that The Conjuring went because like people like the horror community hates those movies for some reason. Yeah. And I honestly, I hate to say it, but like a lot of times it's a very gatekeepy thing. It seems like a lot of people that have issues with these movies kind of let them slide for other movies. So yeah, you know what? I'll stick up for it this time.
Yeah. My thing is I feel like a lot of people in the horror community find it like a cash grab because that couple, like their story became this big thing that they made money off of.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can understand why that pisses people off, but also like, look at all these horror movies we have that are quote unquote, you know, real life stories.
Exactly. Exactly.
Someone's making money off the same thing. So why are we pissed off about The Conjuring? Yeah, some of them suck, but some of them are fantastic.
Well, and I just, you know, and that's the thing. I know CC, you were like, I feel like I've let you down in a way just because I know we just covered this and I just rewatched them myself this past week. I just chose Conjuring basically for what you said, Hunter, because it's just like, I feel like it's like kind of like the underdog when it comes to horror films in a way, because it has such a stigma to it, especially in the horror community. And I don't know. I think it's definitely on the same playing field as after the film Scream. So
thank you.
All right, so The Conjuring, I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either.
No, I wasn't either.
Wow, okay.
I don't even think I have a top winner now as my guess. All my contenders are shot down.
I mean, there was only one movie that had all of us vote for it so far.
That's true.
So we'll see what happens.
All right, so up next we have It Chapter 1 versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm going to start out and say It. I know that might be a hot take. I don't know. I love Leatherface, but I will watch It Chapter 1 before I'm going to watch Texas Chainsaw. That's just how it is.
Sure.
Hunter.
Yeah, same thing you just said. I think that it can kind of go either way here, but I just think it's weird to talk about this with a movie that's concerning like serious issues like child abuse, like that calling, oh yeah, it's such a fun movie. But you know, I do think It 2017 is the one that ultimately I'm going to grab for off the shelf.
Yeah, definitely. Cece.
Yeah, I'm going to go with It Chapter 1 as well. I had an idea, but I lost it. But yeah, that's my answer.
Okay, Duff.
So basically, this is a toss-up for me. Not that it matters, but the one that's going to be a little bit more important to me as far as horror movie goes is going to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Respectable. I mean, this one's hard because really.
Don't let Kirby down.
I know this is his favorite. I mean, I am going to choose It 2017, but that without saying that, I just need it to be known that, I mean, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is like has a place in my heart forever. And so like if it was any other movie, it would totally have won. But It 2017, gosh, it just gave me exactly what I needed.
Okay. You know what? I realized what I was going to say, not to cut anybody off.
Oh, you're good.
Because Texas Chainsaw, the original, is not my favorite in the franchise is why I chose It.
Oh. That's a very good, because for me, Texas Chainsaw 2 is my favorite.
Please tell me.
Me too.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Battle of the Sequels has to happen.
Yes. That's
exactly right. I would actually be super interested in Battle of the Reboots. Because I mean, it's really tough, but for me, that's like Evil Dead 2013 and Texas 2003.
Mm. I think Candyman's going to be in the conversation, but we'll
see. I think
we can't talk about a movie that's not out yet.
We're talking about movies people ain't seen.
Dare I even
you don't know what I've seen. I'm just saying.
Not Real Elm Street.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, the remake of Nightmare?
Yeah.
Don't talk about that shit on here. Stop it. We didn't cover that, right, Cece?
No.
We did not cover that on our ranking for a reason.
Okay.
It's better than Freddy's Dead.
Oh,
gosh, ooh, yes. Hot take.
Yes.
I don't know.
If it's I don't really agree. But, that's take, okay. But
I just have to let you know, Wade just like socks
cried
in the kitchen because we talked about the remake of Nightmare and he went garbage.
You tell him, turn around in your seat and be like, Wade, Jesse said to mind your business.
Mind your business.
Just slide right back into the other room.
All right, on to the next round. We have A Nightmare on Elm Street versus American Werewolf in London.
Ooh.
I'm going to let Duff start this one.
An American Werewolf in London next.
Okay.
Remember, he doesn't like Freddy that much.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know. All right, yeah. Jesse.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. Cece.
This is extremely hard, actually, because you know how much I love Freddy and you know how much I love that franchise.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
But American Werewolf is such a fantastic movie. Oh my god, I might have to have you come back to me. I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with Nightmare just because.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to go with American Werewolf in London. And Hunter, you are going to decide.
Yeah, well, I mean,
oh, obvious.
I already put my hand. It's an American Werewolf in London. I think an American Werewolf in London, it's my favorite for a reason. I will say, once again, I think if it was Dream Warriors versus this other movie, that would be much tougher for me.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. I can respect that.
All right, American Werewolf moves on.
Yes.
Next up, or our last one for the second round, is Sinister versus The Exorcist.
I'm going to be pissed. I know it.
Oh. We're going to let you go last, honey.
Okay, yeah, let me go last.
Oh, my God. Cece, start us out.
Okay, hot take. Sinister.
Okay. Do you want to give a reason? No. Okay, no. That's it. All right. Okay. All right, Hunter.
Well, only one of these movies got a full Halloween Horror Nights house. The other got a 8-foot corridor.
Oh, no.
So
he was also in the finale.
It doesn't count. I never saw anybody in that finale. But seriously, so I am going to go with The Exorcist, and I just think that's ultimately going to boil down to, I didn't say this last time, but I do think Sinister is a really great modern horror movie. I think it has found its home with its audience, and it is one of those that I feel like the reputation grows a little bit more every single year for it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see more traction on the Sinister front in the future. But I really like big spectacle horror. When something like that happens, I think it's very rare, whether that's Poltergeist or The Exorcist. And The Exorcist is one of the only like Academy Award winners in the horror genre. Besides that, I just think The Exorcist is one of those movies that has stood the test of time for almost 50 years now and will continue to do so. So, yeah, I'm going with The Exorcist.
Okay. Duff, I haven't called on you, right?
No, you have not.
Okay, Duff.
So it's tough. Like kind of what Hunter was saying, you have this great modern horror film versus absolutely iconic older film. And when it comes down to personal preference, it's tough because both of these I got to experience and be scared the first time I watched them. Both of them made me uneasy. And I think while not as scary for me, The Exorcist probably resonates a little bit better. So I'll have to go with The Exorcist.
Okay. So I'm actually going to go with my co-host and vote Sinister over this. Just because the genuine fear in me wasn't Sinister when I watched it the first time. And the rewatches I've actually had of it. I enjoy watching it overall over The Exorcist now. I do appreciate The Exorcist and everything it did for horror. I think it's an iconic movie. But I prefer Sinister, actually. So, Jesse.
Uh-oh.
I have a feeling this is going the
not all power.
I know.
It's going straight to Sinister. That's my
I
vote.
Know.
Yes!
I have two. I have two films that I've had to make this list as you all have been doing it, as we've been doing it, and so like I have two films on here that I've made it this far, and I'm sitting here like, okay, one of these two has to win.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Sinister is moving on. I'm sorry, Exorcist fans. We appreciate it.
We love it.
We still love it. Sorry, Duff. Sorry, Hunter.
We understand. We understand.
Okay. All right, guys. We are down. What is this? The top eight.
Oh, shit.
Candyman versus Alien.
Hmm. Ooh.
Duff, you're in a rough spot here, bud. Yeah, this one. let Duff go last.
I am going to let Duff go last. Hunter, start us out.
I'm going to go with Alien. I don't need to repeat again. It's a perfect horror movie.
Jesse.
I'm going to go with Candyman because, again, for the third time, Virginia Madsen.
I have to vote Alien again. I haven't seen Candyman.
Oh!
I haven't. I'm sorry.
I'm going to make you a list. I'm making you a list.
Me and Hunter have already made her list months ago.
Literally. And I have a foreign language horror list from Hunter from a couple months ago.
That's right. That's right. You literally have the Library of Alexandra, like, in the next room over. And you utilized it, like, twice.
I utilized every single Friday movie. every single one.
And Halloween.
3 days.
Yep, yep.
And then I didn't have to. Whatever. Okay. Okay, yeah, what did I say? Alien. Sorry, who am I still missing? I know Duff is last.
Me.
Okay, sorry, Cece.
Candyman.
All right. Duff? Bring us home.
So, I did mention that I am a huge sci-fi fan, so when that ties into horror, it's pretty special for me, which Alien obviously does.
But
I love Candyman so much. It's my favorite horror film from the decade. Probably, and I gotta go with Candyman.
Yes.
Yes. This means you really gotta watch it now, Jess.
Yeah, I just got cold chills.
All right.
Wait, who said they have?
I'm sorry, Hunter.
Who has the tattoo of the alien?
Hunter,
that's me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Now.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, it still made the top 10. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah,
that's true. It made farther than Trick or Treat.
Oh, if it was like Sinister versus Alien, like, I would be a little bit more offended. I understand.
All right, guys, the next round is Halloween 1978 versus John Carpenter's The Thing.
Carpenter's.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Does anyone want to start this out? Is anyone confident in this?
I do.
Did I hear Duff? Duff just had to vote, so let's let him go first.
You said The Thing, right?
Thing.
You said The Thing? Okay. Cece?
The Thing.
Wow. Hunter?
I'm going to go with John Carpenter's Halloween. I think that, yes, that The Thing set an important precedent for makeup effects in kind of like the 80s horror, just starting out that decade on such a strong note, but there's a reason that Michael Myers is stuck around despite a franchise of really kind of middling results. Like, there's some movies that are great, but like most of them are garbage in the franchise. The fact that Halloween 78 has stood untarnished because it's just so good and honestly effectively established the final girl trope as we know her with Laurie Strode. I think that itself makes John Carpenter's Halloween the more important film for me. And I think on a horror bracket like this, Halloween is going to get the leg up here.
Okay.
All right. Jesse.
I have not seen The Thing, obviously. So I have to go with Halloween.
All right. And I guess I have to decide this. They're both iconic. I love The Thing. I really do. But at the end of the day, I mean, Halloween. It's Halloween. I'm gonna pick Halloween.
Wow.
I don't think anybody's mad about it.
I'm not mad. I'm
yeah.
No.
I'm
kidding. No, I know the makeup girl didn't pick the makeup heavy movie.
Now that it's been eliminated, though, I do want to say I was not saying it because it would give away all my votes, but The Thing is my favorite horror movie of all time.
There awesome.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
It totally deserves it too. I mean, it's no Ghosts of Mars stuff, but you know, it's
I need to watch it. I absolutely need to watch it. I need to make to do that. Question real quick. Is the newer prequel, is it as worthy to watch as well or no?
As worthy? No, but it is worthy.
I think it's a pretty good time. But watch it, even though it's a prequel, watch it after you watch the
movie. Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha.
All right. So that means Halloween is moving on. And next matchup is The Conjuring versus It Chapter 1.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can start off. This one's easy for me. Easy.
All right, Hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to say It Chapter 1. I just think It Chapter 1 brought back Pennywise into the mainstream in such a fantastic way. I will give The Conjuring a level up just because, like, it's awesome when you can establish these original, like, specters and spooks that have reached the mainstream. But, man, you just can't beat Pennywise. And really doing something special with, we were really riding on the Stranger Things hype, but, like, expanding upon that within this classic Stephen King world of Derry, I just think that it deserves all the praise. And I will say, I think It Chapter 1, despite being, you know, part of two movies, perfectly stands by itself. It doesn't have to rely on that second part for the point to get across. So yeah, I'm gonna go with It Chapter 1.
All right, Cece.
I'm gonna go with It Chapter 1 too. I absolutely love this movie. I love movies that are usually set in the 80s that have like a, I don't even want to say coming of age almost. There is still that element in this film, and generally I do love those types of movies, but also adding horror elements and horror in general into it. Just Bill Skarsgård's great. It's more of a, I want to say, quote, fun movie. It's just something that, like Hunter usually says, it's something that I would grab first. So
yeah, no, I get that. I'm conflicted. I mean, my heart says Conjuring, but the enjoyability for me says It. I'm gonna go with The Conjuring just because my little love of it.
Sure.
Jesse.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely go with It 2017. It gives me that Stand By Me feel.
Yes.
But with the horror take on it. And so yeah, I'm gonna go with It 2017.
All right. Duff, are you with me or against me?
I'm against you. to be completely
honest. He's not even like, yeah, you know, I kind of understand. He's just like, no, I hate you.
He hates The Conjuring.
If you remember my first in the first round, yeah. I think The Conjuring is the most overrated modern horror film and franchise of all time. Like, and I understand where you're like, I'm not trying to gatekeep or anything. It's just a movie that does not resonate with me in any way, shape, or form. And I, looking at movies that have been eliminated, I don't think either of these films should still be in play. But okay. it by a mile.
In this it's the bracket system.
I know. It sucks, but that's how it is. But a big thing for me, again, as others have mentioned, Bill Skarsgård portrayal of Pennywise is just flawless. And that's a huge factor of why I enjoy this film.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't want to take away from it. I love It, and Chapter 1 and 2, I love them both. Just The Conjuring. I have that little, it's that weird little love. We all have that one movie, no matter how much anyone hates on it, you still say you love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scream 3. Cece, let me ask you, because we knocked out Scream with The Conjuring in the last round. Do you think Scream would have won over It for you personally?
Ooh. Yes. Scream and Nightmare always fluctuate between like what's my favorite horror movie at that time.
Okay.
Just depending on the mood. So yeah, Scream would have won.
So that would have knocked out. Got it.
Okay.
As a fellow Scream voter, I can agree with Cece actually.
I wasn't asking you. It's fine.
I don't
For those of you at home, Duff and I are like best friends, so please don't please don't be offended.
I was like, damn, is this what Tim's talking about?
Anyone from the HHN community listening to this is just like, oh, shut up, you two. Everyone else is like, are they like enemies?
I love it.
I think the only person left that has their favorite movie in this bracket is still Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think everyone else has got knocked out. I don't know what Jesse's
doing. Damn, I guess I have to knock it out no matter what then.
It's a big
yeah. I mean,
I'll never get boba tea with you again, Duff.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, we got boba tea. Wait, I thought that was our thing.
It's a communal thing.
Wow, you out here having boba tea with just everybody, Hunter?
I am just right in these streets. Whoever wants boba tea. Yep.
What the hell are we talking about?
Oh my
God. I mean, really, I feel like I've taken some acid. What are we talking about?
Tapioca balls.
What?
Boba.
What the hell is boba?
They're like it's little tapioca
balls.
I've never even had tapioca.
And like a
milk tea.
I don't want to. Japanese. Oh, it,
And the honeydew flavor I found out recently is bomb.
Oh, it sounds
Jesse,
good.
You need to leave Kentucky.
I do. I need to. Oh, yeah. Good. It sounds so good. All right.
I thought you were like, do they hate each other? I was like, no, Jesse, Hunter and I live together. This is how we always talk. Yeah. Talk like this. Cece's just an innocent bystander. Wow.
I'm realizing Hunter is in a lot of abusive relationships.
You shut up. You shut down.
I mean, that tracks with my previous history.
So oh, my God.
So good. Oh my God.
Hunter, why are you starting drama?
Wait. I can't believe we kicked off Scream in the day of Matthew Lillard's birthday, y'all.
Oh my God. It was what's his
birthday the other day. For The Conjuring? I'm dying.
Oh.
Who voted for The Conjuring? I didn't vote for The Conjuring.
Me. Yeah,
Jess and, yeah.
Now, if it was Scooby-Doo 2002 versus The Conjuring.
Exactly.
The one
exactly.
With Horror Island.
That's right.
That's my jam. Okay. All right. Next matchup. American Werewolf in London versus Sinister. Jesse, start us out.
Because well, you know how it's going to play out. Okay.
Tell it.
I'm going to, obviously, I love American Werewolf in London. I really do. Mm-hmm. That was not a convincing but I'm gonna go with Sinister just based off the simple fact that that movie scared the shit out of me, so I'm but I'm okay with what however this goes.
I'm glad we got your approval. You're I'm welcome. Gonna vote for American Werewolf okay. in London. Duff.
Do I wreck Hunter's dream or
no, because you don't believe in it. You're just doing it out of spite.
Do it.
Hey, spite's a powerful feeling, my friend.
Do it.
But I'm going to go with an American Werewolf in London.
All right. Cece.
American Werewolf.
Okay. And Hunter, do I even need to ask?
No, not really. It's a perfect okay. movie. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Jesse.
Hey, okay, it's all right.
I mean, I will say Sinister project. Got way farther than I expected it to.
It did. Yeah, so I'm kind of proud. I'm proud of that. I'm
very proud of Sinister. Yes.
Honestly, I'm not super surprised. We're at our final four.
Oh my God.
My favorite from this bracket is still on here, and I'm so hoping it comes through. And we're going to find out in just a second.
Well, okay. So. This would be the semifinals then, yeah. Okay. Or, yeah. Candyman versus Halloween, 1978.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Here we go. So I'm going to start and say Halloween because, again, I haven't fucking seen Candyman.
Candyman's going to win. Watch.
All right. Let's see. Hunter, you may go.
Yeah, it's Halloween, 1978. It's just for all the reasons I just said.
Cece.
Candyman. Mm.
Duff, do I know your answer?
I don't know. I don't know if I know my answer, to be honest. Can I go last and think about this?
Sure, I'll go. I'll go. It's Candyman.
Wow. All right.
Duff. All right, Duff, you have all the power.
Go ahead, Duff.
You got the power.
Oh, yeah.
You have a soundboard.
Yes.
I don't like doing this at all. Like, at
I'm
all.
Sorry. You asked to go last. I gave you another option.
Well, that's because I couldn't decide, and I still can't. And I hate what I'm about to say, but...
Am I going to have a lasting friend after this episode?
John Carpenter's Halloween.
Woo! Hey! Sorry, Candyman. I will watch you eventually.
I really, because I know how hard that was, I really want to know what your thought process is here.
Yeah.
Who's?
They aren't very good thoughts, so let's not go on.
All right.
He's never coming on the Scream Queens again.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Who would you rather get killed by?
Oh, Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Because like I summoned him, so it was my power. Probably.
Yeah.
So you still got the power.
Like if Michael Myers just like kind of walks up behind me and stabs me, that's not fun. That sucks.
Yeah.
If it's Candyman, I did it to myself, and that's great.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, okay. This matchup.
God dang it.
Our other finals, I'm sorry, the other semifinals. It, Chapter 1 versus American Werewolf in London. Is this hard for anyone?
No.
Unanimous? Are we unanimous?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Okay, Jesse, go first.
I'm gonna go with It 2017.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. are the other four people agreeing it's American Werewolf in London?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad we all agree. Sorry. God.
Okay, well, that was I had on the list. Kirby will be so upset. I can't wait to.
Hey, it made it to the second to last round.
Okay.
Guys, we've
reached the finals.
Do we need to take a deep breath?
I know which one. I know. I mean, there's no doubt.
I gotta be honest. I'm the real winner here. Like, it doesn't matter who wins. I did great in this bracket.
I hate you.
Yeah.
These
are like two of your faves.
Hunter said that.
You really did.
Yeah, that was me.
Hunter loves him some Halloween and loves him some American Werewolf.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Well, there you go.
He has all of the, I'm outing his room right now. He has all of the Halloween 3 masks up on display on a shelf.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Ooh,
yeah.
I love
78,
that.
18, and the
oh, yeah, the other
Shamrock Trio.
The Michael ones, too. I forgot about those.
I love that.
Yeah. So, Halloween 1978 versus An American Werewolf in London.
I will go ahead and go first because okay. I feel like my choice is the easiest. I know I love both of these films a lot, and I've said that like this entire episode. My choice is specifically because I'm trying to. Okay, it's American Werewolf in London for me.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna ask Cece.
You probably know my answer already. I like a little bit of comedy in my horror movies. American Werewolf.
Okay. Duff.
So this one's tough because it's hard to separate the film from the icon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. There we go. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I can, so I'm going to go with Halloween.
Okay.
Out alone here.
I want Hunter to go last just in case, but I have a feeling he won't need to. Hunter, I'm actually going to let you go next.
Okay. This is super tough because, like,
yeah.
I think that Halloween is so quotable and it's so iconic. And I think when it comes to mainstream horror, it is the biggest one, like, just possible. But An American Werewolf in London just means so much to me. It's probably single-handedly the most important movie to me as far as getting me into horror. On my Letterboxd, you know, you can only put four favorite movies. An American Werewolf in London is right there, right alongside Ghostbusters.
I love that.
So An American Werewolf in London is what it's going to have to be here.
Yeah, and you talking made me realize this. I mean, we've talked about it before. You and I have very similar opinions on American Werewolf in London, just because it means a lot to both of us individually. So I'm going to have to agree with you. So I'm sorry, Duff, but the winner of the Scream Queens Horror Movie Bracket Challenge is American Werewolf in London.
Unexpected.
Wow. Woo! How cool. Like, I honestly didn't expect that. But
yeah,
awesome.
Neither did I.
Nope, neither.
Honestly,
I love it.
Here's the two things I was like, seriously, I really wanted It to win solely for Kirby, really. And
we still love you, Kirby.
Yes. And I'm second thing is I'm still kind of upset over the Scream thing. I feel like I betrayed you. I really do.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. But anyway.
Okay. We won't hold grudges here, only for a little bit.
I'm so upset about Scream and Get
so
Out.
So the real winner is Scream 3.
Yes! Yeah.
I love it. You know what?
Scream 3 featuring Jay and Silent Bob.
Listen, Timmy is going to be so upset because Hunter, he really wanted me and you to go at it. He was just,
yeah.
He forewarned me. He's like, oh, I can't wait for him to rip you to shreds, Jesse.
Oh my goodness. And no, like, there's no reason.
I know. And I am so happy that I can prove him wrong. I'm going to with you more than I think I did Dove.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse, I got to say, like, it's Friday the 13th is such a close horror franchise mm-hmm. to me that, like, I am ready to, like, fight tooth and nail for that one. Mm-hmm. Because for me, like, I don't know. I think Friday is, like, so set in stone. Like, that one does not alternate at all. Like, which ones are my favorites? Which ones are my least favorites?
Right.
So, like, I was ready to go. But, mm-hmm. like, this one, like, I understand why someone would pick Candyman over Halloween. Or I understand why, what was the alien mashup? that just happened?
Oh, it was Alien versus
Alien versus, oh my god,
what was it?
Saw?
No.
Alien versus
Candyman, wasn't
Candyman.
It?
Candyman. Sorry, okay. I scribbled it out.
Yeah. Like, I totally understand those. Like, horror is so subjective, but like, ultimately, I think we've got a really fun and like interesting list that kind of weaves in and out.
I think that if we do a sequels one, I think we'll all be like at each other's throats.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
I know. I kind of want to bring back for sequels now. I liked this. I thought we were all gonna fight a little more. Like, I'm not kidding, Hunter. There's a group chat that Timmy was like, are Jess and Hunter fighting yet? Yeah. Or are they a tag?
I was so disappointed when I said, oh my gosh, me and Hunter are actually getting along. And he's like, I'm really disappointed.
Yeah. Oh my god. We agree sometimes.
Yeah.
American Werewolf in London. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Love I'm not mad about it.
No, same. I mean, obviously, I'm happy.
I would be fighting about Get Out if it wasn't because you hadn't seen it. But because you haven't seen it, I can't hold anything. I'll hold it against you. You guys need to watch the damn movie. I don't know what you're waiting for. Yeah. But
I was going to say, objectively, if you're talking great movie, that should have gone way longer in the bracket for sure.
I believe
it is what it is.
Also,
I can't get Wade to watch it with me, so what? I guess I'm going to have to watch it alone.
That's fair, though. Okay.
Well, no.
I'm an intern.
No, I know. I know.
He won't watch it with me.
Oh, God.
So I need to watch it on my own. It's okay. It'll happen, I promise. And I will never.
You need to watch that and Candyman. Yeah, those are like the main takeaways.
Yes. No, Wade has been yelling at me to watch Candyman for like 3 months. I'm not going to lie. Yes. So I guess that'll happen first.
Yes.
All right. So thank you guys. We're going to get into some housekeeping and then you guys can plug your shows and all of that. Cece, do you want to handle that, the housekeeping?
Sure. You can find us on Twitter. That's where we're most active, at ScreamQueens85. We have an Instagram, The Scream Queens Podcast. We have a like page on Facebook, The Scream Queens. You can even send us an email, The Scream Queens Podcast. Wait, no, The Scream Queens 85 at gmail.com.
We also have a T Public.
We have a T Public now, yes. It's weird though, because if you search The Scream Queens, it doesn't come up. So if you just check our Twitter, we do have it posted there.
There'll be a link in the show notes as well.
We'll start dropping that in our episodes as well. And
we're going to let each of you plug your own thing. Hunter, what are you up to? What do you want to plug?
Sure. So if you want to keep up with me, the best place to do that is on Twitter. You can find me at HanBrolo77. That's HanBrolo77. Of course, the year Star Wars came out. You can also listen to me on Grim Grinning Host, which is a tribute to all things pop culture, but mostly theme parks, along with the Catacombs of Halloween Horror Nights, where we've looked back at each year of Halloween Horror Nights in chronological order. We're about to kick back off our HHN 25 series, which coincidentally features the return of an American Werewolf in London. Woo! So keep up with all.
Yeah. I mean, we love you guys over at Catacombs. We talk about you guys all the time. We get a lot of our info from you.
Hey, send me an angel, baby.
Hey, that's playing on the outro now. Excuse me.
That's my big thing.
All right, Duff, where can we find you? What do you want to plug?
So I'm a co-host of HHN 365, which is a year-round Halloween Horror Nights podcast. We try to post weekly. So Jesse, whenever you finally decide to make it down, listen to us. It's, you learn a lot. It's great.
You have to listen to all three of our HHN podcasts.
I'm so ready for me to begin this new adventure with this stuff, with this, because it's so interesting to me and I know that I would love it. You know, I can't believe I haven't ever heard of it before now.
Wait, you never even heard of it?
I didn't even know what it meant. I was like, what is HHN? And they were like, oh my god, what?
All right, I'm gonna pretend that part didn't happen.
Keep going.
Yeah. We're actually in the middle of an HHN trivia challenge where in the first three episodes you could hear Jess, CC, and Hunter all in separate competitions. I won't tell you if any of them won. They didn't.
Wait a second. Yes. Hunter and I put up really good fucking fights.
We did.
You put up a great fight.
I had the worst category ever.
I have listened to the other episodes, and I feel like we were the closest. So far, the three.
Yeah, no, it was the closest competition for sure. I'm not gonna say it wasn't. I'm just saying someone wasn't worried about it at all, Hunter. And mm-hmm. you know,
Yeah, I wasn't worried about it. I still got 4 points out of five. So who's the real winner here?
The one who got five.
Troopers.
If you're not first, you're last.
But anyways, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HHN365. And Spotify, Apple, whatever your podcatcher is, you'll find us there.
Awesome. We also love you guys. We reference you guys all the time as well. All right. Jesse, our Slash and Cast brother, where can we find you?
You guys can find us on Facebook. That is where we're mostly active on, at the Silver Screen Scream Show. And if you want to reach out to me personally, I'm on Instagram at I'm Jesse Austin. And we post basically every week. And a lot of the times we have guests on. Cece and Jess have been amazing. We just did an episode recently with them and it was so much fun. So
yes, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on. We really do appreciate
it. My pleasure.
No problem. I've had so much fun.
I feel like this was such a great blend of people.
It was.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Definitely. I bet we will have you guys back on maybe for the sequels. Ooh, maybe this will be our little bracket right now.
Ooh.
We'll see.
I'm here for it.
So yeah, thank you guys again for joining us. This was so much fun. American Werewolf in London.
Woo woo.
Maybe we have to cover that now on an HHM segment, Cece.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I guess that's coming up, a history segment. So as always, guys, stay spooky. Wear your masks. Am I missing anything, Cece?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will see you next week. Thank you all again for joining us. Bye.
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 Yes. You're welcome.